May I have your attention, please? I think it would be desirable now if you would all pick up your handsets and be prepared for the conversation.
Cleo Craig in New York, calling Dr. Hill in London. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello, Dr. Hill.
Hello, Mr. Craig. This is Dr. Hill in London. Is that you, Mr. Craig?
This is Mr. Craig.
Well, it's very good to hear your voice. And to join with you and our friends in Canada in inaugurating the first transatlantic telephone cable service. Well, Mr. Craig, it's been a great day for those who for years have dreamt and waited for this thing. Into it, as well you know, has come the best from each country, and only the best was good enough. And it's not too sentimental, I hope, to say that as the people of our three countries use this cable more and more, the ties of friendship and understanding between us will grow the stronger.
We certainly share your feeling, Dr. Hill. And it seems to me that the building of the cable, all of the planning and all of the work of construction, these things in themselves are another fine example of the good spirit and the cooperation which exists between our two countries. Now, Mr. McConaughey, chairman of our Federal Communications Commission, is here and would like to exchange a word with you. So goodbye for the moment.
Hello, Dr. Hill. This is Mr. McConaughey.
Well, how do you do, sir? It's no exaggeration to say that you sound as if you're speaking from somewhere in London. Yet you're 4,000 miles away as the circuit flies or swims. Well, it's very exciting to me, as I'm sure it is to you.
It is indeed, sir. I've been looking forward to this event with the greatest of interest. You know, we expect great things of the people who provide communication services, and I think they are today delivering great things, and I know you agree. We of the Federal Communications Commission feel that this cable is a major step forward in telephone progress, and I congratulate all who had a part in bringing it about.
Yes, and I agree. May I mention one name? We have here, as everyone knows, a real triumph of patient research and engineering skill. And on behalf of all of us here in London, I would like to pay tribute to Dr. Buckley and all those who, in the United States, long before this became a project, had made it possible by their research and experiment.
Thank you, Dr. Hill. And now I'll put Mr. Craig on, as I know he would like to speak at this point.
Yes, Dr. Hill, I just want to thank you for your splendid tribute to our people. And to say on our part how much we've enjoyed working with Sir Gordon Radley and his team. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you very much, Mr. Craig. And now I'd like to speak direct to Mr. Marler in Ottawa. Are you there, Mr. Marler?
Yes. Good morning, Dr. Hill. For it is still only a little past 11 o'clock in the morning here in Ottawa, while the afternoon is ending with you in London. This time difference emphasizes the great difference which separates us and the greatness of this achievement which makes our conversation so easy and so clear. We in Canada are proud to be associated in this great pioneer venture, and we join wholeheartedly in the praise which has been given to those whose research made it possible, those who so skillfully engineered it, and all who have cooperated in so many ways to win through to this success.
Well, fine sentiments, Mr. Marler, with which we warmly agree. Although we're separated by the depths of the Atlantic, our cable brings your voice to me as clearly as if you were here in Britain. And through you, Mr. Marler, I want to send greetings and good wishes from the British team to those in Canada with whom they worked in such great harmony. And may I say how pleased I am to speak to you, Mr. Marler, through this great new medium.
Thank you, Dr. Hill. And now I would like to speak to Mr. Craig in New York. Hello, Mr. Craig.
Good morning, sir. It's a great pleasure to talk with you. and we've been listening with interest to your conversation with London.
It has been indeed a wonderful experience, and I believe that this is an event that none of us is ever likely to forget.
That's right. I'd like particularly to say to you, sir, how much we of the Bell System appreciate the fine contribution made by the Canadian Overseas Telecommunications Corporation and the government of Canada to this whole undertaking.
Thank you, Mr. Craig. We in Canada have been glad to do our part in producing these happy results.
Won't you have a few words now with Mr. McConaughey? I'm sure he'd like to talk with you.
With pleasure. Goodbye, Mr. Craig.
Goodbye, Mr. Marler.
Hello, Mr. Marler. This is McConaughey. I just wanted to greet you and send you, your ministry, kindest regards, both personally and also officially from the Federal Communications Commission.
Well, it's very good to talk to you this morning, Mr. McConaughey. We appreciate your greeting, and I return it most cordially to you and to all of your associates on the commission.
Thank you, and goodbye, sir.
Dr. Hill, are you with us again? This is Craig.
Yes, Mr. Craig and Mr. Marler. I've been listening to you with great pleasure. Now I believe the moment has come when we declare the first transatlantic telephone cable open for service.
Yes, Dr. Hill. On behalf of the American Telephone and Telegraph Company and the Bell Telephone System, I wish to thank all of the men and women who, by their efforts, have created this new cable and will maintain and operate it for public use. I now declare the cable open for service between the United States and the United Kingdom.
On behalf of Canadian Overseas Telecommunication Corporation and the government, we in Canada also desire to join in thanking all who contributed to this splendid cable, and I declare it open for service between Canada and the United Kingdom.
We in the British Post Office join with you, Mr. Craig, and with you, Mr. Marler, in your expression of thanks to all concerned in this fine job. And I have great pleasure in declaring the cable open for service between the United Kingdom and the United States, and between the United Kingdom and Canada.